Hello, and thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the Struggle, Strength, and Success Podcast. I am your host, Prophetess Sharon Thomas. Thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. We thank God for all that he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do in the future. So we always going to give him the praise. Why? Because he's worthy of all the praises. Amen. So thank you for tuning in. I see you, those of you who have tuned in on tonight. And so tonight, I'm going to do it a little different on tonight because my guest, he had a heart to be with us tonight, but he had some technical difficulties. And listen, I had some technical difficulties as well last week. So we're going to go forward in the things of God, and we're going to go on with this podcast. And so, like I said, I thank you for tuning in, and it's just going to be a little different on tonight. And so I reached out and I invited people to, if they want to come on to the podcast and give their testimony and just share of how they were in a struggle and share their success. You don't have to go into deep details. You can sing a song or whatever the Lord leads you to do, but we just want to share to encourage people because we are living in a time where there are so many struggles that people are going through, and we know that some people cannot handle difficulty, and so they, you know, sometimes try to commit suicide, and we know that that's not the way out, that we have a God that we can go to that will comfort us in all of our difficulties, and he will bring us through every struggle, and he will strengthen us in the struggle. And we would be able to walk successfully over that thing that we thought that we weren't going to be able to make it through. So on tonight, I want to invite guests. Now listen, you can log in into Zoom and I put the passcode on my page. So if you would just like to log in and just give your testimony, I will see you and I will let you come in and just, you don't have to show your face. You can call, you can dial in. You can just listen and just keep your camera off if you're camera shy and just share your testimony. And so we're talking about from struggle to success on tonight. And so we know that a struggle is just simply to make forceful or violent efforts to get free. You know how it is when you are in a situation and it seems like you cannot get out of that thing. And no matter what you do, seem like you can't get out of it. So tonight, we just want people to come on and share their testimony and share how they made it through their struggle. And also, a struggle could be to engage in conflict. And we know sometimes that there are situations in our lives where we are in conflicts with different issues in life. We are in conflict with religion. There's conflict over in Israel. There's conflict about different many situations that's going on in today's society. And so we have the ability to come out of that thing. Why? How? With the Lord. And so it also means to strive to achieve or attain something in the face of difficulty. How many had difficulties? You know, sometimes our finances are low and we have bills that we have to pay. Sometimes it could be a sickness in our body and we are saying, Lord, when are you going to deliver me from this thing? And we are in a struggle and we strive to achieve and to come out of that. And also is having difficulty handling or coping with situations. And that's what I was saying earlier. Sometimes people, they cannot handle difficulty. And so they will sometimes commit suicide and they feel like that's the best way out. But I want to encourage you on tonight that that is not the best way to come out of a situation. That God is with you. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said he will be with us until the end. So if someone would like to come and share their testimony and share their story of struggle, and I would like to share my story of a struggle. When I first came to Christ, I was having issues with my heart. My heart would speed up. I was having pain. I was having difficulties. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor, they examined me. They gave me EKGs and examined me, and they couldn't find the problem, what the situation, you know, what was occurring in my body. They couldn't find the root cause of the issues that I was having with my heart. And so I was going back and forth to the heart specialist, the cardiac specialist, and going back and forth, driving. My mother was taking me, and I remember that I was just having so many issues and had so much fear that I felt like I wasn't going to come out of it. And I remember I was in the doctor's office, and he was performing an EKG. They was, and they had where I could see my heart beating on the screen. And so I looked, and I was afraid to look because the enemy was telling me, you know, you see your valves open and closing, but it's going to get stuck and you're going to die. And, you know, I could laugh at it now, but then it was so serious to me, and I felt like I was going to die. And so I was going back and forth to this heart specialist. And I remember one day I was at work and I received a phone call from the doctor. And the doctor told me, he said, "We don't really know what's going on with you, Ms. Robinson, but we would like to put you on medication." Now, listen, what I'm about to say, I'm not saying this for everybody, okay? I'm not telling anybody not to take medication, but when the doctor told me he didn't know what was wrong with me, I said, "I'm not going to take the medication." And my spiritual father, he had quoted the scripture to me when I told him what the doctor told me. He said, "By his stripes," come on, somebody, "by his stripes, you are healed. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed." And so I decided not to take the medication. And I said, "By his stripes, I'm healed." And so from that day, that was 1995, it's 2023. The Lord delivered me from that condition. But even in that, it was a struggle to me because I had fear of dying. I had fear that this may take me out. I had so much fear, but God even delivered me from the fear. He gave me peace in the midst of what I was going through. And that Psalm 91, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the noisome pestilence." So I quoted that scripture. And the Lord, as I was dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, God delivered me. And I have so many testimonies of struggles that God brought me through. And so I just wanted to come on to share with you all about the struggles, how God will deliver, how he will heal, you know, even, you know, a text on the mind where you feel like, "Oh, I'm about to go crazy. I'm about to lose my mind. I can't think straight." But God will give you peace. He would keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. So I just wanted to encourage you with that word and just let you know that whatever you are facing on today, know that there is nothing too hard for God. And no matter how big your situation is, our God is bigger. And so be encouraged. And so I'm going to open up, if someone would like to come on the Zoom, you can even call. If you scroll back down on the page, there's a number where you can call and I can let you in. And so I'm just looking for somebody to give that, they want to share their testimony and share the goodness of God. Because listen, I know that the enemy, he comes like a thief in the night, and he go about like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. But listen, it's just noise. He's just making noise. He said, "As a roaring lion," meaning he's making so much noise. He's causing confusion. He's speaking into your ear and telling you different things that a word of God is not saying. So that's why we have to renew our mind with the word of God. And so he's speaking loud. But the word of God, you got to let the word of God drown out everything that the enemy is saying to you. You have to evict every negative thing that the enemy has told you concerning your life, concerning your family, concerning your body, concerning your life and your children, your marriage, everything, your employment, everything that the enemy has said. You have to evict it out and replace it with the word of God. And so I just wanted to let you know that whatever you are facing on today, that struggle may seem like it's too hard. You know, sometimes we cry and say, Lord, when are you going to bring me out of this thing? But he said that count it not, think it not strange, as though some strange thing happened to you, because we all going to face situations in our lives. We all have to face a trial that God will bring us through. And listen, this is just a teaching moment. Because when we have experience with God, when God bring you out of one thing, then you know that, hey, the next thing I go through, God is going to bring me out. And I remember I was in a trial at one point, and I was like, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to come out of this. And I began to pray and ask God to bring me out. And I remember every day I would say, I feel like giving up. I just want to give up. But then I would speak to myself and said, Sharon, don't give up today, because tomorrow your change may come. And if you give up today, how are you going to know if God was going to bring you out or not at that moment? And so I would wake up the next day and I would look and I look around and I said, oh my God, I'm still going through this same thing. But one day, God brought me out. I woke up that day and I said, look what the Lord have done. So I encourage you, even if you feel like giving up sometimes, even if you feel like throwing in the towel, even if you feel like I can't make it another day, I can't take this no more. It's too hard. It's too rough. I can't handle this. Just wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow your change may come. Don't throw in the towel today. Your struggle may seem overwhelming, but don't give up. Don't give in. Stay with the Lord and know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, who is called according to his purpose. Now, I don't know if anybody's trying to get in or not. Amen. I see some comments. God bless you all. God bless you. My husband, Apostle Thomas, God bless you. God bless you. First Lady Tina, God bless you. My friend, Sister Della, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, all of those. And I may not see your name, Patricia Brent, Patricia Shaw. God bless you, Deaconess Shaw. God bless you. And I just wanted to come on and encourage, because sometimes, you know, when the enemy come in, he wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to say, oh, what you're doing, it don't mean anything. It's not worth anything. You are nobody. But listen, no matter what happened in your life, you keep going, because you have not been qualified. Listen, on the job I work at, they qualify you and they validate you so that you can do something on your own. But I want to tell you, when God qualifies you and validates you, amen, that's the best thing that you can experience. Because sometimes people may feel like you're not qualified, but God said, even in your mother's womb, I called you for such a time as this. I have made plans for you even before you were conceived. I had a plan for your life. So why would you give up before you can see the fullness of God's plan in your life? Because he didn't make a mistake when he breathed you. He didn't make a mistake when he put your parents together to bring you forth. He did not make a mistake. So even though the struggle, it's real, but God have all power. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. God is with us through every situation. Everything you have to face, every tear that you have to cry, every time you felt rejected and ostracized and criticized and let down and let go, God is still with you because he's always with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he promised that to his people. So on tonight, I just want everyone to be encouraged and know that God did not make a mistake when he created you, for he know the plans that he have for you, the plans he's going to give you an expected end. He don't have evil plans for you, but he have good plans for you, that he will give you an expected end. So why quit in the middle of the struggle where God said, I will give you strength? He said, my grace is sufficient. And I know Paul, like some of us, sought the Lord several times and said, Lord, when are you going to take this thing from me? But God said, my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in weakness. What do he mean? That means when I feel weak and I can lean on the Lord, I'm weak, I feel weak sometimes. And that means that God's strength is made perfect, because in my weakness, I can't do anything but trust the Lord. And so when I feel weak, God said, my strength is made perfect. I'm going to prove to you who I am. I'm going to prove to you what I'm able to do. I can perform anything. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? So God will perform his word in our life. His word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that what it was sent out to do. You know the scripture, and I'm paraphrasing. It says, just like the rain came down and the snow come down and watered the earth, and it will, the snow don't go back up. Amen. It performed and it watered the earth. And so when God speaks, amen, his word don't return to him void. It's not empty. When he speak, he's going to perform everything that he said. So be encouraged on tonight. We all have struggles. We all have situations. We all have times that we want to just throw in the towel and give up. But we're not giving up. We're not giving in. Amen. My spiritual father, we wrote a song that said, sometimes we're knocked down. Listen, sometimes we're knocked down, but we're never knocked out. Come on, somebody. Sometimes the enemy try to knock you down. But well, guess what? He cannot knock you out. Why? Because God gave us power over the enemy. And so sometimes, even with tears in your eyes, and you lift your hands and say, God, I thank you for what I'm going through. I may have to cry. I may feel alone. I may have to be without sometimes. But whatever I face, I'm still going to give God the praise. This struggle is not going to take me out. It's just going to take me higher. This struggle is not going to kill me. It's just going to make me realize that God gave me life and gave it to me more abundantly. Come on, somebody. And so I'm just thankful that God would give us peace in the midst of the storm. So hold on and don't give up. Because surely this too shall pass. Yes, it's going to pass. Yes, you might see it. You've been praying and it looked like it's not going to pass. But God going to bring you through. If we could just learn to praise God. You know, at one point I was going through something and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, stop complaining and just comply. Meaning you need to comply to the word. But if you continue to complain, I can't fix it for you. So what I need you to do is comply to the word. Believe me, have faith, trust in me, give me a praise, and watch me work it out for you. So in every struggle, God is with us. God is with us and he will never leave us. So whatever you're facing on tonight, sometimes it's real. The struggle is real. And every time you're going through something, you can't tell everybody what you're going through because they'll look at you funny. But one thing about it, we can go into our secret closet. Oh, my God. I don't know if somebody got a secret closet. Oh, my God. When you got that secret closet, you know, you don't have to be at home to be in your secret closet. You could be driving in your car, and that could be your secret closet. And you could pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to fix it for me. And while you're fixing it, I'm just going to praise you. I know what it looked like. I know what it seemed like. I know what it feel like. But I'm still going to give you the praise. Oh, come on, somebody. We need to just give God the praise, even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst when we don't see our way out, even when the way seems dark, we still got to give God the praise. Why? Because even though weeping may endure for a night, listen, your joy can come in the morning. You cry at night, but joy, it's coming in the morning. So why am I going to give up on God? Why am I going to give up on what he's told, the promises that he spoke to me? Why am I going to throw in the towel in the middle of the struggle? Why am I going to quit when God said, I'm going to bring you out? Listen, sometimes, you know, we have to cry. And it seems like you're walking alone. You know, sometimes people feel like they're walking alone. But God is with us. He'll never leave us. And sometimes, you know, in the midst of that thing, you're saying, you know, I tried everything. I did A, B, C, D, E, F, and I still don't see no results. But I guarantee you, if you keep holding on, if you keep trusting in God's word, if you keep speaking God's word over your life, if you keep saying what God said in his word, and you know, when you pray, you got to say, Lord, you said, in your word that, oh God, you will heal me. You said in your word, oh God, that when the enemy come in like a flood, that you will lift up and stand against him. You said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You said, oh God, that it's not by power nor by might, but it's by your spirit. You said it. And so God, since you said it, I'm going to believe it, God. You spoke it, and I believe it. So why am I going to give up in the midst of that trouble, in the midst of it seem like nothing is changing, in the midst of everything, oh, God, that in the midst of being looked over and walked by, in the midst of being judged and people disqualifying you, in the midst of all of that, I'm still going to give God the praise, and I'm still going to lift up my hands in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? It's the Lord, strong and mighty. It's the Lord. Amen. So why would I throw in the towel? Amen. When if I just keep walking on that path, that God, every time I take a step on that path, God got a blessing for me. And I'm not always talking about houses and cars and land, but I'm talking about some peace. I'm talking about some joy. I'm talking about, amen, increased faith. I'm talking about having a different mindset and my mind being changed. I'm talking about God being with me. Every time I have to go through something, if I just take a step, if you just take a step, amen. I know the cliche is you take one step and God will make two. Amen. But as we keep walking in the Lord, as we hold on to God, listen, no matter what you go through, stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Amen. I know sometimes, you know, we have options that we can handle it a certain way. But why would we do that? Why would we do that when God said he will fight our battles? Today, God is fighting a battle for you, an unforeseen battle. Amen. You know those assassination spirits come, they try to take you out in the middle of the night. Amen. Or during the day. But God is fighting that battle for you. Amen. He cannot take you out. Amen. Because God is with us in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the enemy fighting against us, in the midst of it look like we can't make it, in the midst of everything going on in our life. God is with us. And he gave us power over the enemy. So why am I gonna walk in defeat? You are not defeated, child of God. You have not been defeated. And even though you may feel defeated, you are not defeated. So you need to tell yourself, I know, you know what I feel right now. I know I'm sad. I know I feel like I'm depressed. I know I feel like I don't have any joy. I know it feels so bad right now. But I want to tell you that you are not defeated. Amen. Your change is coming. So don't give up because your change is coming. Amen. Like I said before, weeping may endure for a night. Sometimes you may have to cry, and your night might last a week. Your night might last a month, but just know that your joy is coming in the morning. So don't give up. Don't quit. Don't listen at those outside voices that tell you you'll never make it. You'll never amount to anything. You're nobody. You'll never be successful. Your dreams will never come to pass. You will never do what you're trying to do. You will never be who you want to be in God. Listen, why would you give up? When God said, I love you. When God said, I love you. He, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. He loved us that much. And you think he'll leave you by yourself in that trial? You think he will leave you alone in that trial? No, God loves us so much. And even when you can't feel him, even when it seems like he's not there, he's with you. He's strengthening you. He's undergirding you so that you can stand in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the storm, so that you can stand. You are not alone, child of God. God will not leave you. You are not alone. He's with us. And so I just want to encourage you, do not give up. Stay with him. Stay with the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you. I see the comments. God bless you. God bless you, prophetess. God bless you, Denisha. God bless you. Some of your names I can't pronounce. I'm sorry. But God bless you, Mildred. God bless you. God bless you all. Listen, it's not the time to give up. It's not the time to give in. Some of us have great potential that haven't even been tapped into yet. Some of us have a calling on our lives that we haven't even walked in yet. So why would we give up? Because greater things are ahead of us. Look, the worst is behind, and greater is ahead of us. So why would we give up in the midst of the trouble? Don't give up, children of God. Don't give up, because God is with you. And some of us, amen. Amen. Some of us, amen. Amen. We feel like, oh my God, I'm too old. Oh my God, I'm too old. I have some dreams, but I think I'm too old to walk in those dreams and those visions that I had. Listen, Abraham and Sarah was old when the Lord gave them their promise. So listen, why would you give up? Age don't mean anything in God's eyesight. It's not even about our age. It's about what God called us to do, because God promised Abraham and Sarah, I'm going to give you a child, and your seed is going to be, it's going to multiply. And so they were 100 years old, and I know they were old and said, it's not going to happen. But listen, don't look at your age and think that God is not going to perform what he promised. It's never too late for God to perform his promises. Some of you are prophets and pastors and preachers and whatever God called you to do. God is not too late for him. Your age does not matter to God. God used Samson when he was young, and God used Abraham when he got old, that he produced the seed, that Jesus Christ came through that lineage. So you know that God will not forfeit his promise. The promises have not been forfeited. So stay the course. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize. Why? Because greater is coming to you. And you know, I said something, you know, people, you know, they contact us and they reach out to us and say, you know, if you repair your credit, it's good. You know, repairing your credit is good. If you repair your credit, then, hey, you can get the house you want. Maybe you have bad credit. You repair it. You can enter into that beautiful house. You can drive that beautiful car. Maybe you can get a yacht. But I tell you, if you repair your relationship with Jesus Christ, you can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, who wouldn't want to do that? Amen. So why would we throw in the towel on a God that can do anything but fail? He cannot fail. So why would we throw in the towel on him? Why would we sit there and say, God can't fix this? Why would we say, God can't handle this? Oh, it's too much. God is not going to do anything about it. Listen, you don't understand. We're talking about the God that created the heaven and the earth, that spoke into nothing, and now everything exists. The God that didn't need our help, that created the firmament and the stars. The same God that spoke into the dust and made man and took rib and made woman. The same God that opened up the Red Sea and the children of Israel walked on dry land. The same God that led them by pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. I'm talking about the same God that rained down manna in the wilderness for the children of Israel to eat. Now, don't tell me that God won't provide for you, because he will make a way in the wilderness. He will rain down manna just for you. So if your money is acting funny and your change acting strange, guess what? God got a way to bless you. God will bless you in the midst of you going through. When you trying to figure it out, when you trying to add things up and trying to figure out how you're going to make this happen. Listen, God will open doors for you. Sometimes God will do something to you that your credit don't need help with. You don't even need credit. Come on, somebody. God will open up a door and bless you. And listen, I know sometimes sometimes some people are coming just put money in your hand sometimes when you need something. So don't tell me that God won't make a way for you. Listen, God will make a way for you. I was sharing with somebody one time years ago. It was before I got married, and I needed some help. And I went into a building, an office, and I talked to the people and I said, listen, I need some help. And as the lady, she looked at me and she said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Listen, don't listen at what people say. Sometimes listen at what God say. And she said, I'm sorry, but I can't help you. And as I was walking out that door, come on, somebody, as I was walking out that door, she stopped me and said, what kind of help do you need? Come on, somebody. She helped me after the fact that she said, I can't help you. Don't tell me that God won't change people's minds after they said, I'm not going to do it for you. Sometimes they'll say, I can't help you. But God will change their mind and say, listen, you need to help them. So sometimes when you need some help, come on, somebody. You might need some help, and God will send that person to help you. And sometimes that person may say, I'm not going to help them. I don't like them. I can't stand them. They need my help, and I'm not going to do it. But guess what? When God step in, that same person that said, I'm not going to help them, will be the same person that God used to help you. Oh, come on, somebody. That's why I hear a lot of people say, don't get rid of your enemies, because sometimes God used them to help you. Oh, come on, somebody. So listen, don't get caught up in what you're going through. My husband preached a message on Sunday and said, sometimes you may be in a beautiful place, but you're dealing with the situation. The man at the gate, he led at the gate, and it was a beautiful place. Oh, come on, somebody. But he had a situation because he couldn't walk. And some of you may be in a beautiful place, and you're dealing with a situation, but God is going to change your situation. Your change is coming. Your turnaround is coming. Listen, your restoration season is coming. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. Amen. Don't listen at the voices. Don't listen at the people that's talking about you, that's looking at you, shaking their head, saying, how did they get in that place? Amen. Looking at you saying, they'll never amount to nothing. Looking at you saying, they will never rise again from that situation. That's looking at you saying, they will never overcome that. They will never come out. They're saying, shaking their head. But listen, let them shake their head. And you keep praising God. Listen, while they're shaking their head, you praising God. You lift your head, amen, and praise the Lord. And throw your head back and say, Lord, I know you're going to do it for me. Come on, somebody. I know you're going to do it for me. Amen. I praise God with sister so-and-so. I praise God with that person. I praise God with them. And now it's my turn. You need to tell somebody, it's my turn. Oh, come on, somebody. It's my turn. Look, you need to put it in the comments. It's my turn. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I got to see the manifestation of the promises. My expectation is from the Lord. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to throw in the towel, because my blessing is coming, because my new season is coming. Amen. Old things have passed away, and now all things have become new. I'm walking in my new season. That stuff that used to bother me years ago, it don't bother me no more. The way that you treated me years ago used to bother me. You rejected me years ago, it used to bother me. You didn't want me in your circle years ago, it used to bother me. But right now, honey, I gotta praise. I don't care if I'm not in your circle. I don't care if you invite me. I don't care, amen, because why? I'm in a new season and I'm in a new place. And this place, I'm praising God with or without you. Come on, somebody. Amen. We gonna praise God with or without them. Why? Because God is with us and we know whom we serve. Amen. And the God that we serve, he's able to deliver. Just like Daniel said, the God that I serve, just like the Hebrew word said, the God that I serve, if he don't deliver me, amen, I know that he's well able to deliver me. So what you talking about, amen, I am not going to accept it. Because even when the Hebrew boys walked in the fire, listen, the people that put them in the fire got burned. Amen. They could have died at the door. Amen. They could have died at the door like the people that put them in the fire. Amen. But that lets you know, because they didn't die at the door with the people that put them in the fire, that let you know that they were going to live in the fire. Amen. Sometimes you in the fire, amen, and you're going to live. Amen. And the enemy that put them in the fire died at the door, but you still living. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They said you won't gonna make it. Amen. They said if you disconnect from them, you won't gonna make it. They said if you keep on doing what you're doing, going to that church or going here, that you ain't gonna make it. Amen. But years later, they're looking at you and they saying they still making it. And they still trying to prophesy and say, you're not gonna make it. Amen. But you looking back over your life and say, I'm still here by the grace of God. Amen. By the grace of God, not because of my goodness. Amen. Not because I've been so good. Not because I've done everything right. Not because of who I'm connected to. Not because of where I work. Not because of what I drive. Not because of how I look. But I'm still here by the grace of God. Amen. You need to tell somebody, I ain't here because of you. Amen. Because you know when people do things for you sometimes, they want to say, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have this or that. No, if it weren't for God. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, my God. If it weren't for God, I wouldn't be here. So thank God for the grace and his mercy. Amen. God is good. Yes, sir. We're going to live Amen. The enemy try to say, oh, you're going to die. Amen. But we're going to live. The Bible says we shall live and not die. We're going to declare the works of the Lord. Amen. So God bless you all. Listen, this struggle is not going to take us out. Amen. You know what? You've been strengthened in the struggle. And that's why I call my podcast Struggle, Strength, and Success, because we go through struggles. But guess what? It only strengthens us. It only strengthens us, and it only makes us closer to God, and it only reveals to us what God is able to do as we're in that struggle. He only proves that I have all power to bring you out. You call grandma, you call your sister, you call your brother, your uncle, your niece, your nephews, your daddy, your mama, you called everybody, but couldn't nobody bring you out but God. Amen. I remember going through something, and I remember I was telling people what I was going through, and it was not helping me. That's okay to have somebody to vent to. Amen. To help. Amen. That you can vent to, and that you can confide in. Amen. But you don't need to make all those calls. Amen. Because I found out that even when I was making the calls and telling people what I was going through, that it did not change my situation. But when I put my trust in God and said, Lord, I know you're going to bring me out of this. Amen. God changed my situation. Amen. He showed me that he's able to deliver. Amen. When it looked like it's not going to happen. So I want to encourage you on today. Your struggle is not going to take you out. God is just proving to you that he have all power in his hand, and he will not fail you. He will not fail you. Amen. He will not, amen, allow the enemy to take you out. Amen. So God bless you. I was waiting for some people to come on, amen, and give their testimony, but I don't see anybody that came on. Amen. So we're just going to believe God, amen, for all that he has done and all that he's going to do. Amen. In the present, in the future, and what he has done in the past. So he's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Amen. If he did it before, he can do it again. He's not a man. He's not a man that he should lie. Amen. Come on, somebody. Everything that God said and spoke, he's going to do it in your life. So, amen. The struggle will strengthen us and cause us to walk in victory over the enemy. Because why? The enemy, he's already a defeated foe. The scripture says he's a defeated foe. Amen. That God spoiled principalities and powers and making an open show and triumphing over him in every word that God speaks. He's triumphing over him. So we are triumphant in Christ. And we are not losers, but we are winners. Amen. So God bless you all. Thank you all for just tuning in and joining in. God bless you, Shaquanta. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Patricia Shaw, Deaconess. God bless you, Prophetess Nikki. Reynolds, God bless you all, and thank you so much for joining in with me on tonight. I mean, I'm just so excited about what God's doing, because, amen, when you look over your life, amen, and you see where the Lord has brought you from, you see where you know, you felt weak at times, but now you see your strength, that you have overcame so many obstacles in your life. And listen, if you have overcame those obstacles, God will in the future bring you over the things that you have to face in the future, because God is with us. Amen. And even though it feels like we're alone at times, God is with us. So, amen. God bless you. And thank you for joining me on tonight. I'm just so excited, and I'm glad to see you all. I can't see everybody by name, but I thank you all for joining us and joining me. And God is just wonderful, and he's worthy to be praised. So on tonight, I just want to say to be encouraged. And I just want to, you know, I just want to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, Lord, that each person that's watching this live on tonight, each person that tuned in, oh God, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you bless them. Oh God, give them their heart's desire and bless them swiftly, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that are struggling in their mind, oh God. Oh God, but their mind is tormented. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we speak peace right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, and those, oh God, that Lord God, they need a breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, somebody's struggling with sickness. Oh God, and I ask right now, God, that you heal their body. Lord, somebody is saying, Lord, I don't know which way to go. Lord, what ministry do I need to go to? Lord, I need you to lead and guide me, Lord. Send me to the right ministry. Lord, I ask you right now, oh God, speak to their heart, oh God. Lead them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them clarity in the name of Jesus where they need to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, they're wondering, which way should I go? But God, in the name of Jesus, give them clarity, oh God. Oh God, and bless financially, oh God. Oh God, open up doors in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless somebody with miracle money, oh God, that they can pay all of their bills, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the hands of Satan. We cast him out in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace in everybody's home that's logged in on tonight. Everybody that logged in on tonight, we speak peace in their homes, oh God. Walk through their houses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for doing it right now. Lord, we bless your holy name, and we know that you're able to perform all that we ask in your name, Jesus. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, cover us in the blood. We bind accidents, we bind sicknesses in the name of Jesus, and we speak life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, move all down in their families. Let the anointing trickle on down into their family. Let the anointing, the saturation of the anointing, oh God, trickle down into the families in the name of Jesus. Oh God, somebody is standing, oh God, and need prayer for their family members, oh God. Oh God, but bless them in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bind the enemy right now in every hidden work of darkness. Oh God, if those that are not saved, the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you save their soul as they, oh God, speak that they confess Jesus Christ and they believe that he died and was raised from the dead by the Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and they will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we denounce every hidden work of darkness, and we proclaim and make a proclamation that we are the children of God, that we are the children of Jesus Christ, and that we will serve him and him only, and no spirit will rule over our lives, but the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. God bless you. God bless you all. And I hope to see you all again soon. I love you all. Thank you for the support. Thank you so much. And I appreciate all of you. I appreciate you all. I love you guys with the love of God. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And may the Lord continue to elevate you. And may the Lord continue to comfort you. And may the Lord continue to heal any hurt and pain that's in your heart, any disappointment, any frustrations. May the Lord give you peace, peace in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless you on tonight. And we know that by your stripes, we are healed, Lord. We love you, Jesus. And God bless you all on tonight. And please do have a great night in the kingdom of God. God bless you all.